Dear young lady, this is one letter I want you to pay very close attention to and listen to over and over again. Have you ever been in a place when someone walked in and time seemed to stand still? The people that are looking are literally staring, and even the people that are trying to stay cool can't help but steal glances with the corners of their eyes. I know I have, and even better, I've been that person at different times. I know, not so humbly stated, I know. Good-looking people receive better treatments. It's true. In my first letter to you, I talked to you about dressing, but this letter goes beyond dressing. I'm assuming you already know not to lay your body bare with nothing left to imagine. So now that you're not doing that, what else should you do? I'll be very direct in this letter because I care about you. Sis, we see you before we hear you. Till the world ends, people will always judge a book by its cover. So ditch that let people come close to me to discover who I really am story you keep telling yourself. We're not that patient. If you knew you were expecting to meet a very important person on a certain day, say the president, how would you look? On days you decide not to pay attention to your look, can we conclude that you're not expecting anything good to happen to you? There are many things that will disqualify you from certain opportunities in your life. Your ethnicity, your family background, those may be part of them. But those things you can't change. Now, see the things that you can control? You have to decide that they will never make the list. Your appearance, your diction, your composure, these things are worth paying attention to. And this is not just about people pleasing. It's about yourself too. The good feeling that comes with taking care of yourself is undeniable. Trust me. The world always smells better when you have good perfume on. It's true. Let's walk through some things worth mentioning, shall we? If you can see that rip or stain on your shirt, we can see it too. Don't wear it out. Also, never step out without your clothes ironed. You don't have to wear expensive wigs to look good. Keep whatever you have looking neat enough. And please, stop chewing your nails. If your nail polish is chipped, change it. Dried sweat on clothing stinks the next day, by the way. Don't think you can find one more wear out of it. I could go on and on, but you get the point. Why am I writing such an obvious topic in my penultimate letter to you? Sis, I found out that some things are so basic that we ignore them. You could be listening to the audio of this letter right now, but if you've ever watched me read any of these letters to you, you'd see that I always look a certain way. Nicely put together. I know that my messages to you are not a popular opinion, and if I say I'm living for Christ, the question is, am I presenting myself as an attractive advert for the kingdom, or am I making you wish you would look nothing like me? God forbid. What makes the devil's offering look so enticing is that it comes with everything nice looking and shiny on the surface. I have to apologize to you at this point if the people that previously presented Christ to you looks like they have been sentenced to a life of gloom and doom. You can be bougie, eyelash wearing, but still tongue talking and heaven bound. How will you like to be treated when you enter a room? Honored or ignored? Now, I hope you chose honored. So I'm going to ask you, how do the people that are honored present themselves? How do they chew? Do you have a challenge with your diction? Go pay for speaking sessions or learn for free on YouTube. Study the IPA. Download a dictionary for free on your phone. If you're feeling out of shape, do something about it. Learn to do your own makeup as well. Make the effort. Effort is sexy. When you intentionally apply yourself to these little improvements, you notice how good you feel from inside, and there's no way that kind of feeling won't show on the outside. You'll appear more confident and deserving of whatever compliments come your way. Now know that there are always more people observing you than you think there are, and you may never get a second chance to correct a negative first impression. Practice looking like the things you want to attract, and I hope they're good things you're trying to attract. As much as I've talked about your physical appearance, make your living environment look just as good too. How we do anything is how we do everything. But while we're on the topic, the Bible says in 1 Peter 3, 3-4, that your beauty should not come from an outward adornment such as elaborate hairstyles or the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. After we get past the physical attractiveness from your now put together self, what do we see? Do we see someone who is patient, kind, loving, joyful, peaceful, that also has self-control? These are fruits of the Spirit, by the way. Your physical appearance is just a gate. All these other things are the goodies inside the house, and they matter even more. Like I said earlier, good-looking people receive better treatments. But I'll finish with this. Well-behaved people live richer lives too. That's it. That's the tweet. Did you make it to this point? Leave me an emoji that describes how this made you feel, so I'll know that you did. This is my 25th letter to you, and my last letter to you will be the 26th letter. One letter to go. Can you believe it? Work with me, sis. Let's get even more people to hear these timeless truths that have transformed your life. Are there radio stations, TV stations, blogs, podcasts, YouTube, or other social media channels that we can have these letters featured on? Please make a recommendation and let me know. Let's have one more lady or man aligned with God's way of truly living and being. You can send me an email on thisisbankerpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram at thisisbanker. I'll talk to you one more time. Your sister. Banker. Okay.